comes on. There we go. We were trying to save battery, so Stu turned it off, and I said, yes, I'll definitely remember to turn it back on before I start speaking into it. Thank you, guys. As I was saying, thank you very much, everyone, for coming out this morning as we worship together on this Pride Sunday. This is a Sunday that was put together, and it's being largely our affirming team, and you'll get to meet them over the course of the service. Back in January, at our congregational annual meeting, we voted of exploring what it might be for what it might look like for Cole Harbour Woodside to become an affirming congregation, which means we've been undergoing a year of study and conversation. We had conversation back in the spring over breakfast with Jesus. And that continues on for the course of the year. And over the when we come to our annual meeting in January, if that is something we feel we will complete, it'll come to the culmination at that annual meeting, and decide whether or not being an affirming congregation is who we are and what we are about. Now, Cole Harbour Woodside has always been a welcoming congregation, an open congregation. Affirming simply means that we would become part of Affirm United, which is the United Church's organization which helps to coordinate and resource congregations, particularly in the United Church of Canada. Helps us to understand who we are as a church, what it means to be welcoming to all peoples, regardless of sexual orientation or gender or sexual identity, and those sorts of issues. And so this year of study is a great opportunity for us to have fantastic conversation. And there have been some great conversations led by our affirming team here, who are here this morning. So to all who are visiting with us, and I know there are some visitors here this morning, welcome. And we hope that you find Cole Harbour Woodside a welcoming place, as we have hoped we have grown it into. Announcements this morning. Are there? We're beginning the congregational meeting Sunday with announcements. All right. Don't everybody jump up at once. Suffice to say that I will be away out of the office for the next 3 weeks. I have a couple of weeks of vacation and a week of study leave. Over the next 3 weeks, there will be pastoral coverage from other local clergy, as well as our own Heather Johnson, our parish nurse, will also be covering for pastoral care as well. Jennifer will be in the office, so if pastoral emergencies arise, you just call the office and she'll be in touch with one of the local clergy who are covering things for us. Roger Kent will be leading service over the next few Sundays, and so all things will be continued to be looked after as per norm. Then let us begin our worship this morning. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
Doesn't happen very often that you can't hear me. But, I just want to thank the members of the congregation on behalf of my sister and I, Dorothy, who sent cards, emails, visits, and attended the funeral of our sister Hilda this week. Thank you again.
The congregation here is really used to me not following the script at all. So, anyway, we are a happy congregation. We really, really are. This morning, as we gather in the light of Christ. It is Christ's presence in the world and in our lives and in this church that we honor this morning as we light our Christ candle. And Allison Stark, who is a member of our affirming team, will do that.
Happy Pride. Let us celebrate who each of us is. all of us may not be part of the rainbow community. Please join me in the opening prayer. Holy One, who breathes life into each one of us and all of creation, we give thanks for the wonderful diversity of your creation. Help us to hold one another closely in love, compassion, and celebration, that we may give thanks that we are all your children. In the name of Jesus, we make this prayer. Amen. The opening hymn is Draw the Circle Wide. The words will be up on the screen for people. Can't see a thing. We, the LGBTQ, Two-Spirit, and all who walk with us as people of faith, claim the promise of the rainbow, the promise of creation's sustaining love.
From the Jewish scriptures, we read, "This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind."
It is much easier for society and homophobic religion to tolerate the sad than to celebrate the proud. May we march with pride and creativity in our whole lives.
We proclaim our bold intentions.
With Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we remember that the oppressed set both the timetable and the agenda for liberation. If the oppressed say now is the time, then now is the time for liberation. May wisdom sustain us.
We remember that we are not isolated or alone in either our oppression or our struggle.
May our pride and our quest for freedom light a flame within us that is passion for justice for all. May we realize our own participation in fear and denial, in injustice and loneliness, and do what we can each day to live in equity and love.
We proclaim ourselves as people of faith, living for right relation in our world.
May we become the bread of life, the wine of forgiveness and reconciliation, as we break and pour ourselves out in the struggle against oppression and hopelessness.
We proclaim our vision of diversity and hope and our responsibility to share this vision.
May we join with one another in the Spirit to follow in the way of the prophet Isaiah by bringing good news to the oppressed, binding up the brokenhearted, comfort to all who mourn, offering the oil of gladness and lasting joy.
If the children who are here this morning would like to come up for a few moments with me. Good morning. How are you this morning? Ooh, wow. Camp Kidston? You did. And how old did you become on your birth? 7. Wow, that's a special time. Did you have a party? Yeah? Good. Mm-hmm. Great. And what else have you guys been doing over the summer? Did anyone else have a birthday in the last while? No? It's coming up soon. Huh? On Friday, you're heading to Camp Kidston. Have you been? You came back Friday? Wow, you're going to be a busy young man. That's your cert from last year at Camp Kidston. You're in Cole Harbor's camp too? That's fantastic. Oh, you tied that yourself. Wow, very good. You guys are awesome. Well, it sounds like you're having a great summer, and I'm so pleased that you're here this morning to be a part of this wonderful service, because this morning we're celebrating something that's really, really important. And I think in seeing all the colors on your clothes and on your shirts, it's part of what we call diversity. What's diversity? That's a big word. Yeah, what's diversity? Things that make us different, yeah. But differences, sometimes we think about differences as not things that are not good, right? Some people think differences are bad, like we should all be the same, right? That's not nice. I agree, that's not nice. We should all be who God created us to be, shouldn't we? Yeah. I think when Jesus was a young person, he learned that lesson too, do you think? Yeah? Jesus was a young person just like you. He grew up just like the rest of us. He must have needed to learn things. And I read a story a number of years ago called A Midrash. And that's a story we tell about stories in the Bible. So there's not too many stories about Jesus as a young person in the Bible. But one of the stories we do hear is one time he and his mom and dad were traveling to Jerusalem. And he got lost. And do you remember this story from Sunday school? A little bit? Anyway, when his mom and dad discovered that he was lost, they went racing back to Jerusalem to try and find him. Because they were traveling in a big group and they thought, oh, well, maybe Aunt so-and-so is looking after him. Or no, maybe he's playing with cousin so-and-so. Or they were all traveling. They didn't realize. Anyway, they went running back to Jerusalem. And you know where they found Jesus? They found him in the synagogue, in his church. And he was talking with his rabbis or his ministers. And we don't know what they were talking about, but they were talking about some pretty heavy stuff, I think, because, you know, Jesus was right there in the midst of them. And the rabbi said he was a very wise young man. And I like to think that he was wise because he was asking questions that he needed to know about. That if he was going to fulfill God's mission to go out into the world and share God's love with everybody, he was going to need to know how to do that. And he needed to know, what does it mean to love everybody? And in Jesus' society, there were really big differences between people. Jesus was Jewish, and so his Jewish people and the people who were not Jewish, they didn't associate with each other. They didn't live together in the same parts of town. They lived in one part, others lived in another. They didn't eat dinner together. Have you ever eaten dinner together with friends and family and people here at the church? We eat meals with people we don't even know. They didn't do all that. And I like to think that Jesus was asking the rabbis, why do we do that? Why can't I eat with my friend Philip, who is not Jewish? Philip's dad is an official from another part of the world, and he's not Jewish. But I want to have lunch with him one day. But the law says I can't. I don't think that's what God wants. Do you think that's what God wants? God wants us to stay apart? Or do you think God wants us to be together? I think you're right. And I think Jesus knew that too. And so that's what he taught. As he taught and he wandered around teaching people about God's love, he walked with people who were Jewish, and he walked with people who were not Jewish. He walked with men and with women. He welcomed children. All the different aspects of his society, he welcomed, and he tried to become friends with them. And later on, a man by the name of Paul became a follower of Jesus. And Paul wrote in a book called Galatians, he was writing to a church. And he said, I don't want you to have divisions in your church. I want you to be together. He says, because we're all together in God. We're all together in Christ. And he said, I don't want you to look at each other and say, well, you're a boy and you're a girl, so we have to keep you apart because, you know, that can't be right. And you're a Jewish person and you're a Gentile person, so we have to keep you apart. And you're from the East and you're from the West, so we have to keep you apart. That's not how it works. Exactly. And that's what Paul was saying. You guys got it right. So Paul was saying, you know what? In Jesus, in following God's love, we're all the same. God loves us whether we're, he says, Gentile or Jew, Greek or free, slave or free, male or female, it doesn't matter. Every one of us is made in God's image, and God loves each and every one of us. So that's the lesson that we're sharing today in our church service, is that all of us are made in God's image. It doesn't matter what we look like, where we come from, who we are. God loves us because we are made in the image of God. Right? That's an important thing for us to remember and to share with people who say, oh, no, no, we have to keep our differences. We have to stay far apart. You can remind them that, hey, God made us in God's image, every single one of us. Okay? So let's have a little prayer together. And we'll say a little bit. Thank you, God, for all the diversity we see in creation. For the wonderful rainbow of people and places in our world. Help us to respect and love one another as you love us. And the hymn we're going to sing is part of the family, and it's a song that tells us, come in and sit down, because you're a part of the family. Doesn't matter where you come from or where you're going, we're all part of the same family in God. And so number 395 in the Voices United, and it's up here on the screen, and we're going to sing together. This is one of my favorites. All right. Sunday school time upstairs for you.
The scripture reading this morning is from Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 to 29. It is through faith that all of you are God's sons in union with Christ Jesus. You were baptized into union with Christ, and now you are clothed, so to speak, with the life of Christ himself. So there was no difference between Jews and Gentiles, between slaves and free men, between men and women. You are all one in union with Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are the descendants of Abraham and will receive what God has promised.
The special music this morning is a video, which was taken, I think it's a Catholic church, Roman Catholic church, I'm not sure where. Where was it?
In the States.
Minnesota, thank you. And they're going to do a hymn, and the words are in your leaf, in the bulletin. So if you feel inclined and you want to join in, just jump in. Everything's there with the refrain. And Ron and Stu and Don are going to put it on. So sit back and enjoy. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I would like to welcome Kate Schuin from the Youth Project. She is the executive director and is going to come and talk a bit about that.
Thanks, Hayden, and thanks for having me here. Happy Pride, everybody. My voice is a little bit hoarse this morning from yelling Happy Pride throughout the parade yesterday. So bear with me if I'm kind of croaking. Thanks for having me in. I did want to talk a little bit about the Youth Project. So we are an organization that supports youth 25 and under around issues of sexual orientation and gender identity. So we're supporting LGBTQ2 youth in Nova Scotia. When I talk about LGBTQ2, that's just sort of an abbreviation. We always put a plus on the end to recognise sort of all of the other identities around sexual orientation and gender identity. So we support youth in multiple ways. We really look to build a safe and welcoming environment where people can be themselves, where they can feel comfortable in their own identity and where they feel welcome and affirmed and celebrated in that. So that's sort of our overall focus. But we do a lot of work. So we have one-on-one supportive counselling available through a social worker. We run a lot of social support groups. So we have drop-in groups and game nights and movie nights and discussion groups, and we have parent support groups, and they're all really built around that, around the idea of giving youth an opportunity to connect with their peers and people with similar experiences who, in an environment where they feel celebrated and they don't, they can be themselves. So, we also do a lot of work in schools, so we do a lot of classroom workshops where we really look to kind of build empathy and connection to really create that environment for where things like bullying and harassment can be addressed and reduced through gaining that empathy and understanding of others. What else do we do? We support a lot of GSAs in schools. So GSAs are called Gender and Sexuality Alliances. So those are groups within schools where youth can support each other and again create that sort of safe and welcoming environment within their school so that they can, they can access support and again feel comfortable within their own school environment. We also run a lot of special events. So we had Queer Prom was just a month ago, and we had 500 youth there, which was amazing. we have typically we've had two summer camps a year. This year we're going to have a third one. So we have camps for any LGBTQ2 youth. We also have a camp specifically for trans-identified youth. And this year, for the first time, we're having a third camp up in Cape Breton, which is really exciting. So our camps are some of the programming that we get kind of our best feedback from. What else? We do, during Pride, we are really busy. So starting, I think, the middle of last week and going till sort of the end of this coming week, we have activities pretty much every day. Because a lot of Pride activities tend to be sort of in adult spaces, so we run events to make sure that there's space available and activities available for youth in a drug and alcohol free environment, so that everybody can participate in Pride. So that's a lot of what we do. I'm sure I'm forgetting some stuff because I'm tired. Pride is also a very long and exhausting time for us. but I did want to share a bit of a story about one of our camps a couple of years ago. So at our camps, we kind of gather at the Youth Project and take a bus from there. So for Camp Coyote, which is our camp for trans youth, we were getting ready to go, and I was running around trying to get things organized, and I came across a young trans guy who was about 13, and who was kind of hiding in behind a door and just kind of peeking out, so I went and chatted with him and said, are you okay? Is everything all right? And he was like, yeah, I just get a little anxious. And so then we talked a little more, and he had actually come down from Cape Breton and lived in a rural Cape Breton town. And he told me that he had never met another trans person in his life. And he was just really nervous about what this was going to be like. So he went from having never met another trans person to being away at a camp with 45 other trans youth who were, you know, had similar experiences as him, all of our volunteers were trans-identified adults, and half of our staff at the Youth Project probably were also trans. So he went from knowing, you know, never having met a trans person to kind of being immersed for 4 days with people who he could actually suddenly relate to, which is super super powerful, because, you know, when you feel like you're the only one, it makes you feel like there's something wrong with you, or that it's a problem with you, and that you're the only one that's like this. And so to be connected with everybody else was hugely powerful. And so this youth who had been hiding behind the door and didn't want to talk to anybody, on the last night of camp we had a talent show, and he got up and sang 2 songs on his own, and they were amazing. When he got back to the Youth Project at the end of the camp, his mom was telling me that the first thing he said was, "Oh, can I go next year?" And I actually talked to his mom like about a month after camp. What she said to me is, she said, "I don't know what happened at camp, but he came back a different person." She said that for months before going to camp, he had not left the home. He'd stayed in his house because he didn't want to go outside and interact with people. He was scared about how he would be treated, and was just, you know, super anxious. The family was really concerned, obviously. And she said that after camp, he came back and he was smiling again. He was happy. He went out, you know, and reconnected with friends, reconnected with his community, and was able to sort of really feel comfortable being himself. That's sort of the impact that we see of building those connections, of, you know, making people feel that they're welcome, that they're valid, that who they are is amazing, and that they don't need to change. They are, you know, who they are is great. So that message of inclusion can make a huge difference. Thank you. It can make a huge difference in people's lives. So part of what we do at the Youth Project too is really try to support building that that environment of welcoming, of inclusion, of celebration of different identities, different sexual orientations, different gender identities. So I'm really pleased to hear that you're working through the affirming process to really build that kind of welcoming space here, because I've really seen the difference that can make in people's lives. And often, you know, to be honest, often religious organizations don't have a great record around that. We've seen a lot of religious groups that have pathologized difference around gender identity or sexual orientation, and really sent that opposite message, that, you know, to say that a person is broken and need to be cured. We've actually been dealing with some issues around that just recently, and we see the damage that does, where it really sort of creates self-hatred. So I don't want to dwell on that, but just to say that, you know, I'm really glad when I hear religious groups that that are embracing that diversity, and you know, having events like today where we can celebrate people and in for who they are. So yeah, congratulations for what you're doing on that, and thank you for having me here. And I will hang around. So if anybody has questions or wants to talk about anything afterwards, I'm happy to do that.
The next hymn is 161. I've called you by your name. The words are up on the screen.
This point in our service, our offering will be received. For those of our guests who are here, there's no requirement or obligation for you to leave an offering. If you would choose to do so, there are offering envelopes in the pews. Do fill them out and let us know that you've been here, because we'd love to say thanks for worshiping with us this morning. So our offering is now received. Pray together. Holy One, in the diversity of these gifts is reflected the wondrous diversity of creation. As all are made in your image and likeness, we offer these gifts that all may be affirmed in their place in your Please have a seat. And in the prayers of the faithful this morning is a litany, and so I'll invite you to follow along with me. Respond with the bold. As your liberating voice has called us here,
and we are counted among your holy people,
you have provided sanctuary for us,
and we worship and pray in your expanding love.
You cradle us in the palm of your open hands,
and we are raised up by you.
Your Spirit quenches the desert of our souls, show us your light in your sun and your reflection in your moon.
And we are called to bring your light into the depths of the universe.
You bless us with all of the colors,
and we believe your rainbow covenant with us.
Your gift of community is celebrated in our midst,
and we freely dance in the fire of your Spirit.
Bless us with the power of your peace. Call us all your people.
And we are your own.
Let us share together the words that Jesus taught his followers that they might say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Closing hymn 138 in More Voices, My Love Colors Outside the Lines.
Thank you.
please be seated. Jesus, like us, was a child of the divine.
Fully human, fully incarnate.
He was fashioned by your hand in flesh.
And we believe that our sexuality is part of your plan for us.
We are all sexual beings. Let us celebrate who all of us are.
For we are all children of the divine.
So thank you to everybody for coming, and to the team and guests that came. Please come back and join us. There's a reception afterwards. Jen has a cake, special cake that she made, Jen Muirhead, and there's some lemonade. And Kate will be around to answer questions if you so do. Want to talk to her for a while. So our concluding rite is go to the world. Everybody stand for that.